As the nation remembers the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this week, a new Siena College poll offers startling statistics concerning race relations in New York. Just 35% of New Yorkers think race relations in the state are excellent or good. The breakdown? 5% excellent, 30% good. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg.
43% say they're only fair, 19% say they're poor. So 35% of New Yorkers give a positive rating to race relations in the state compared to 62% who view it negatively. It's down from last year. It's down significantly from 2013, just 6 years ago, when 54% of New Yorkers had a positive view of race relations.
Greenberg says there is one thing black New Yorkers and white New Yorkers see eye to eye on.
Black New Yorkers give race relations a negative 30 to 67% rating. White New Yorkers give it a negative 35 to 63% rating. More than two-thirds of minorities in New York, that's black New Yorkers, African Americans, Latinos, Asians, experience discrimination. 68% of New Yorkers say that they think that minorities in New York do experience discrimination. And when we ask voters, have you yourself been treated unfairly in the last year because of your race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation? Almost a third, 30% of New Yorkers say yes, they have been treated unfairly in the last year. Nearly half of black New Yorkers, more than a third of Latino New Yorkers. So we see it across the board.
Further crunching the numbers, Greenberg says 83% of blacks, 65% of Latinos, and 64% of whites agree that minorities face discrimination. Albany Center for Law and Justice Executive Director Alice Green says the statistics come as no surprise.
I think we're all feeling that something is happening in this country and we're going backwards. I'm sure it has a lot to do with the lack of moral leadership from the administration. People are starting to believe that racism is okay, and we see it everywhere now. People are starting to write and say things that we had not heard before. And we're really concerned, particularly in the African-American community, because we have to have someone who can pull us together, someone who can show respect for different ethnic and racial groups. The immigration issue is pulling us apart. There's really no real moral leadership here that we desperately need. So I'm worried. I understand those statistics because I think we're all feeling that something is definitely changing and is not positive in this country.
According to the survey, the only demographic group that disagrees and thinks minorities do not experience discrimination is conservatives by a 49 to 43% margin. The Siena College poll was conducted January 6 through 10, 2019, by telephone calls conducted in English to 805 New York State registered voters. Respondent sampling was initiated by asking for the youngest male in the household. It has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 4.1 percentage points. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.